It's 90.3 FM, KEXP. Ben Gibbard, little cover there. Tracy Allman did that.
Yeah.
That just brought back some memories. The video, I got it in my head right now.
Yeah, with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, yeah,
the little,
totally.
The mini. Yeah.
What was going on when all the stars had a song? Yeah, like Eddie Murphy, you know, mm-hmm. Party All the Time.
Oh, that's a horrible song.
Bruce Willis had
that's
a song.
Such horrible.
That was horrible. Then it got out of hand, and like Philip Michael Thomas, Tubbs from Miami Vice is doing songs. And that's when you just got to draw the
line.
He
had a song, really?
Yeah, he did.
What was the song?
I might remember, but I'm not going to say. Okay, I own the album. But you know it's getting out of hand.
Right.
Every
totally.
Star has one song. It was very insane.
But, I mean, that was like 83. I mean, and Tracy Ullman, wasn't she even known over here at that point?
No, I guess not. She didn't have her special yet or show, so.
Yeah.
She's responsible for letting The Simpsons get on the air. So.
Right. Well, she was like an English celebrity before the American show, I think.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
You learn something every day.
I could, every time it was a... introing a song like that, I don't know if I'm completely being wrong. I feel I'm pretty sure it was a Kristen McCall song. So if it wasn't, somebody can email me and call me out.
And they will. And they are right now as we speak. Thank God there's no computer near me.
Right, of course.
We're down here in the performance space at KXP. Ben Gibbard just come in to hang out with the morning show. And we caught you before you're going off to Europe. Is that true?
Yeah. It's going to be kind of a crazy summer. Postal Service is going to do a trip to Europe, a short kind of jaunt to play some shows in Spain, where apparently they're quite popular in Spain.
Who knew?
Play some shows in the UK. But then it's going to be crazy because we fly back on the 29th of June, and then Death Cab leaves for Australia on the 30th. So it's like,
jeez.
You know, I might as well just talking to Chris. Walla and Nick Harmer, Death Cab people, and we were talking about. You know, I was like, we might as well just fly right from the UK. I don't know if it's a shorter flight, but it's going to be a miserable couple days.
Yeah.
Really miserable couple days.
Is it a hard transition to go? You think? Think it will be a hard transition to go from the live Postal Service right into the live?
Oh, I don't think so. No, they're two completely different.
Sure.
You know, different things, and it's. I think it might. You know. In my heart, it's always about The Rock, you know. So it's,
of course.
I mean, it's far more fun to kind of be on stage with four people just playing loud music together, you know, because that's always been my thing. So.
Well, you talked about completing a new Death Cab record.
Mm-hmm.
When is that? What's the plan? When's that coming out?
That record comes out, I believe, October 3rd. We just mastered it, and it's all done just this week. So which is interesting that you would say that, because I was going to play a new song.
Oh, jeez. That makes me sound really professional, so
it
thank
does.
You. I appreciate
it. It worked out rather nicely.
That's
that
good.
Way.
I feel good about that.
So this is a song that will be on the next Death Cab for Cutie record, which is being called the record's titled Transatlanticism.
Great.
Yeah,
great. I can't wait to say that every day.
Right. We actually had this discussion just a couple days ago about finalizing the title of the record and whether or not people were going to have a hard time saying it.
DJs will. We're not very smart.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.